You know, just looking into the Word of God, the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:6, this is the way that we pray in faith, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So everything we do should be in faith, and everything we do should be with a spirit of thanksgiving. Today I've been on a special mission not to ask God for anything, just to praise Him for everything. In the early prayer this morning in my own heart, I said, Lord, we're good askers. I want to be a better thanker than I am an asker. It's all right to ask. Book's full of promises to do that. But, oh, I just want to thank God for His grace that saved my life, my Lord. I am so thankful. Called me into the ministry. Gave me a precious wife, companion. And how He's blessed us this Easter season. We don't have the exact target date, but we're close to it. Praise God. 50 years of seeing that God never fails. Never fails. Hallelujah. So Colossians 3:15 just comes so natural. Be ye faith, be ye thankful. The Word of God also said unthankful, unholy. I want to be holy, don't you? I want to just thank God with all of my heart. I want to be thankful. And I want to bless His name. You know, we're going to spend eternity thanking God for all the things we didn't have a clue to on this earth. Amen. Praise be unto the Lord. So let's just be full of thanksgiving. And you know the ministries that we'll be having between now and Sunday. Just give yourself to the work of the Lord and just keep winning souls. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm like Brother Dan Craft. I need to have a Bible pruning out here. Everything I have goes to my Bible. Let's go to Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people. Have the sheep of His pasture. Thank God. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the Word of God. Now, if you'd go with me to Psalms 91, we'll stop roaming here and we'll stop and read from Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Maybe you could you put the King James on the screen? If we can do that, we'll just all read it out together. Can we do that? Oh, it's there. All right. Let's just read all together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely, can I hear surely? He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From the verses that we've just read, there's no way you could do justice to Psalms 91 in any one message. I mean, this is a powerful portion of God's word that deserves more than one service. But let me hit the highlights tonight, because as we open up from Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Our tour guide, Brother Monty, who's gone to be with the Lord, it was really a shock to all of us after all the times that we went to Israel. And Brother Monty Kamovich, he's in the presence of God right now. But we were talking about Psalms 91, and he said the word of God, he that dwelleth in the secret place, Most High and Almighty, Most High, Almighty, are two of the strongest names. There really is no two names stronger than these two spoken right here. So, I mean, when you come into Psalms 91, it's not small. Nothing is insignificant in the Word of God. But we're reading a document that flows out of the strongest names that we could ever attribute to God, and names that we would call on Him. And I thought that was a very good analogy, and I thank God for the many conversations that we had with Him there. Now, I want you to notice the Word of God said, He that dwelleth. I just cut to the chase and said, I will dwell. Just like I came to Jesus, I will dwell. I will dwell. I choose to dwell. It's my faith decision. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, whatever a person's really into, they do a lot of abiding there. I mean, if it's a sport, you know, their hearts are drawn, their minds or their attention is drawn. So they follow what they're into. And I just say, thank God, I choose to dwell in the secret place. Hallelujah. I choose to praise my God. I choose to love my God. And then it goes on to say in verse 2, because who you choose to be a part of, you start talking about that. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. That sounds like Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? What you say about God, God becomes to you. I want to say that again. What you say about God, God becomes stronger in that particular area for you. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, not one of many gods, my God. In Him will I trust. Whew. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, I will say what God says, and I will see what God has promised. We go a little further, said, surely He shall deliver me. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of... Surely, surely. If you're going through some stuff tonight, just shout out, surely He shall deliver me. Surely. Without a doubt, I'm coming out. Without a doubt, I'm coming through. I'm coming out. Oh, thank God, thank God. Amen. You say, well, that's a faith statement. Well, that's the way it is. Praise God. There's no other kind of statement that really works. Going further, we read, not only am I that I will trust in God, I am delivered, but thank God I am covered. I am covered. Under His wings shalt thou trust. Under His wings shalt thou trust. You've heard me give the story before, but it's a real story, and it relates back to a family that's very active in soul winning in this church. And any of us that knew her, anytime we talk about her, all of our hearts are aglow to think about a lady by the name of Mary Lee, who hardly had a grade school education, but you know, you can have a doctorate degree and be dumb as wood. There's people have three doctorates, they can't hardly tie their shoes. There used to be a word we used more commonly than we use it today, horse sense. Well, not horse sense, Holy Ghost sense. God's wisdom. Amen. But she's the woman that I've talked about so many times. I've never met anyone like her. I was associate, and we were working with Joy's dad for a number of years there. And I preached one night on Psalms 91. And she was assistant housekeeper down at the Hilton. I think it's the Marriott now. They all change their names quite often. But at that time, it was the Hilton, if I'm remembering correctly. I think there was another name that I'm forgetting in the process. But she was working, and I have seen that woman more than once. And I don't advocate this. I've seen her more than once. Her husband wouldn't give and wouldn't tithe, so she'd go to work. I've seen her just come down and just sign her paycheck, put it on the altar when there was some project or something going on. Well, she was working an evening shift, and so it was kind of dark when you got off, and you had to catch the bus to come home. And she was standing on the street corner down there in front of the hotel. A man came up and started threatening her and saying things that you shouldn't say to a lady, and he wanted her money, and he wanted more than that. And she thought, oh, God, what can I do? What can I do? And she said, Brother Nichols, I remembered your message the other night. And she started speaking in tongues, and she said, feathers, feathers, feathers. She couldn't remember Psalms 91, but she remembered, under his wings shalt thou trust. Feathers, 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 feathers. He said, woman, you crazy, and ran off down the street. And that is a true story. That's a real live true story. There were so many of those Mary Lee Gregg stories. That woman lived to give. She lived to witness. She lived. The house of God was the most joy. Of course, the Lord Jesus. But I mean, she loved the house of God. And she did things that all of us will never forget that knew her during that time. And I just like to take it and shove it in the devil's face. That was Sherry's grandmother. Are you here tonight? All right, that's okay. But, you know, Mary Lee was, she would go and, now listen to me, don't you say I teach that as a doctrine, because I don't. Or don't say I told you to. She would go and sell a pint of blood so she'd have money to put in the church. If there's a project, whatever we were doing, she wanted to be a part of it. We were buying a bus or reaching out or doing whatever. She was a tither on top of that, of course, first of all. But she gloried in giving to the Lord. And now in all of this soul winning, her granddaughter and Sherry's husband, they're just some of our most powerful soul winners. And I can just see Mary up in heaven punching an angel in the ribs, if they have ribs, I don't know, and said, look down there, look down there. There's my granddaughter. Hallelujah. There she is. Serving God, knocking on doors, winning souls, leading people in salvation prayers. Because, you know, your witness, you don't know where that's going to end. Sometimes you don't see the results that you'd like to see. But obedience is the name of the game. To obey is better than sacrifice. And under his wings, I will trust. And that's all she could remember. She said, Pastor, it really worked. He said, last I saw him, he's running down the street. I said, woman, you're crazy. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm covered. I'm covered. I am covered. Hallelujah. I'm covered. Thank God I'm covered. He covers me with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Hallelujah. Here's one I like in verse 5. No fear here. You know, the Bible doesn't give, the correct fear of God is okay. But the Bible teaches us from cover to cover, no fear, no fear. In fact, there's a fear not of some kind for every day of the year. Thou shalt not be afraid. I mean, that one verse alone tells us what to do and when to do it and how to do it. Amen? Thou shalt not be afraid. But I'm afraid. Quit it. Stop that. In the name of Jesus, fear, you have no place here. I command you out of my life. I command that thought. Praise God. I command that thought to go, to leave. I'm not going to entertain that. I'm not going to lease or rent space to that kind of a thought. Thou shalt not be afraid, for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 24/7. 24/7. Hallelujah. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Word of God says, I do not have to fear. If I fear, it's on my time, not on God's time. Praise God. Because He came to deliver us from fear. Amen. You look at verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. When others fall, I stand. When others fall, I stand. You know, I look back and I think almost everyone here could certainly share in that comparison. You know, you think of all the people you started serving God with, and where are they tonight? Now, thank God many of them are going on to be the Lord, but it's such a waste for those who have known the Lord, known the ways of God, and then not to be living. You know, we could be out of here at the sound of a trumpet. This world is not my home. This world is not your home. There'll come a day when that's it. The last altar call will be given. The last sermon will be preached. The last lesson will be taught. The last song will be sung. We'll be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Just as sure as God made little green apples, it's going to happen. Well, I've heard that all my life. So have I. But He's coming. He is coming. I said He is coming. I believe that with all of my heart. And so the Bible said you don't have to be afraid 24 hours a day. And then it said when others fall, you will stand. Praise be unto God. When others fall, I will stand. Hallelujah. I remember several years ago when I was in Bible college and the late number of years gone by now, Jack Coe, healing evangelist, passed away. What was he, age 34, 36? I mean, it was devastating because young ministers have certain heroes that you love and respect their memory. And Jack Coe was a tremendous evangelist, had a tent seated 10,000, I believe it was, Brother David. And he was such a powerful voice, but he passed away. You'd have thought God died. We drove from Waxahachie over to Dallas, attended the memorial service. And I tell you, it was doom and gloom and misery for the young preachers. I got back to school, went to the prayer room, took a legal pad and a pen and my Bible with me, because when you talk to God, He'll talk to you. And I cried out to God and I said, God, what about this? He said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. I wrote it down on a legal pad so many, many years ago. What is that to thee? Not that God didn't care, but don't let that ruin your future. Don't let that cloud your thinking. Amen. We'll find out all the questions we have when we get to heaven. And those that God wants us to know, we'll know beforehand. But thank God, when others fall, we can stand. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You can see it. You can see it. The intensity of entertainers and Hollywood stars and people, like from a Michael Jackson to whoever else. Drugs gets involved and alcohol gets involved. And you abuse your body and one day your body says, no more, no more. But oh, thank God, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You know, I ask God for extended life because I've got some unfinished business. Extended happy years or happy extended years, either way you say it. I've asked God to stretch it a little bit. Amen. Got some work to do. Got some grandkids I want to see how they're going to turn out. Got some great-grands we got to keep working on, you know. That's all of us. We're all under construction, right? We're all under construction. I want to see people going on for God. And I just believe that a bigger wave of God's power and God's glory, I can just see that tidal wave coming in, a tsunami of revival, a tsunami of signs, wonders, and miracles and healings. Just a tsunami of God's amazing grace. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thank God, thank God. There shall no evil befall thee. He didn't say you'd never have trouble. He didn't say that. Didn't say you'd never have trouble. I mean, you read the life of Job, and dear God, I would not have wanted to counsel Job or Joseph. Because, I mean, knowing what I know from reading the Word of God, what are you going to say? Except, as Paul Harvey used to say, the story behind the story. The story behind the story is God had faith in Job's faith. And God had faith in Joseph's faith. And he knew that they would be true. No matter what happened, that they would be true. Hallelujah. And so because you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, no evil shall befall thee. You say, well, it's pretty bad. You should have seen what it would have been. We just caught the tip of the iceberg. And we always think ours is, you know, when you have a headache, it's the worst headache in the world. Amen. But oh, thank God for his covering. No evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Let me just say this from a pastor's heart. I want to get a new grip on healing. Get a new grip on standing in faith. And there's been more than certain share of people that had strong faith ministries, but they never told you that they had some help from a doctor. That's okay. I don't mind. Just tell me the whole story so I won't think I'm crazy. It's like Oral Roberts said, God can move through medicine, bring healing through medicine, or he can do it through a miracle. Or do it. Any kind of a healing can come from his hand. But I don't want us to minimize that our God is a healing God. Our God is a healing God. It was not by accident that 2/3 of his ministry was all about going out and healing the sick and casting out devils and helping people that really needed help. A leper that said, you could if you would. He said, I will. And he did. And he was cleansed of his leprosy. Oh, it's just, the gospels are full of it. Praise God. He shall give his, oh, I love this one. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I tell you, that's one that's going to take half an eternity for us just to hear all the ways that God kept us and we were totally unaware. Amen. It happened the other day. I mean, I'm sitting at a red light, and it turned just as green as a watermelon. It was definitely green. I even waited for a moment. And then I started and caught it just in time. An 18-wheeler ran a red light. He said, what's that all about? Angels on duty. God's keeping power. Amen. How many times have our lives been spared because of a miracle of God? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just like to stir up my thinking. We were up in Colorado. I was with Dan Ford and Al Marston, two gentlemen of our church at that time. And we were in a little Volkswagen, one of those, it looks like a mini station wagon back years ago. Not a Beetle, but the Volkswagen. And anyway, we were close to the Continental Divide. We were going skiing. We were going down a grade. And all of a sudden, Al said, guys, if you know how to pray, you better pray. This thing's out of control. We hit black ice. And on one side was, you couldn't see where it went. The other side, of course, was a hill. And here comes a couple of trucks in front of us. He said, guys, all you could hear in that car was, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that Volkswagen that was just, it's just like, and I know of no other way to say it, an angel got a hold of that bumper and said, steady, little guy. Stay on track. Stay in the lane. Stay in the lane. Black ice, leave it alone. Amen. And God brought us through. I'll tell you, we stopped at the top of that hill and had a praise meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. All I know to say there, and we could say so much more about all these verses, Satan is beneath our feet. We used to say it, I haven't heard anybody say it in quite a while. Write Satan a letter and put it on the bottom of your shoe. That's where he belongs. Amen. Praise be unto God. Under our feet, the authority of the believer. I said the authority of the believer. Praise God. Because he hath set his love upon me. Brother Andrew brought a powerful message over in Irving or down at the convention center there. And of course he was here the next night. And just write the title down because it's going to stir your heart. He ministered on having a loving relationship with Jesus. A loving, not a fear relationship. Not a dread, not a boredom, not a, well, I guess I got to do this. It pays to set your love on Jesus. In fact, I just found myself since then just every day, several times, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, between thank you, Jesus, and I love you, Jesus. Oh, I've just been saying it over and over again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us on 2 feet. Thank you for seeing us through the storms. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us through impossible circumstances and situations. Oh, glory to God. We got a call. Our brother, we got a call from the precious CEO that was over the building now. Of course, that's been sold. He's retired. But Brother Marvin called. He's a good cat. He and his wife are good Catholic people. They love God. Just called the other day. They said, you know, we think about you folks all the time. And our dealings with you, something, there was something that happened in all that. I remember we met on Christmas Eve, and we closed out that property downtown before the first of the year. Anyone knows anything about real estate, you know that is teetotally impossible. No one does nothing, especially around Christmas. But he wanted to be able to present it to the stockholders, and was very interested in it. And I'll never forget the meeting we had at Compassion House down there. And I said, Marvin, you're a good Catholic. He said, yes, sir. I said, you believe in miracles, don't you? I said, I tell you what, you bless this church and God will bless you. He said, okay. That was worth a couple of million right there. More. That's why we have a school next door. That's why we have a school next door. Praise God. That was the vehicle that God used. Because the insurance, of course, was taking care of church and church-related things. They just gave us the property downtown, and we sold it. And thank God we have a wonderful Christian school. You know, God's worked so many miracles for this church. I said, God's worked so many miracles for this church. So many miracles. We didn't have a gym for 20 years, over 20 years. Now we have 2 gyms. Amen. We had people knocking on our door because our property was paid for. We want to loan you $10 million. We want to loan you $15 million, $20 million. And a lot of churches bid on that bait. But thank God we said, no, no, no. And the tornado came and did us a favor, really. Took the old building out, but out of it came a relocation and a wonderful Christian school. Oh, I know, someone's texting out. There he goes again. All right. All right. God's going to get you for doing that too, whoever's doing that. All right. Praise God. You think I'm joking, but I'm really not. All right. I'm a lot smarter than I look. Okay. Praise God. Psalms 91. Let's get back on track here. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because you've set your love upon me. I will deliver him. I will deliver him. People that have set their love upon him, he delivers them. And I'll set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. When I pray, God answers. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. It's just the sequence of time. It's not always his calendar or his day of manifestation. But he does hear and answer prayer. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Just a few gold nuggets from Psalms 91. Just a few golden nuggets. Hallelujah. Are you glad you know the Lord Jesus? Praise be unto God. Are you glad you know him? Amen. Brother Johnny, I want you to just come back to the piano there for a moment. And I want us just to bow our heads before the Lord. I've just shared from you from a pastor's heart. Thank God for the multitude of promises from the Word of God. If you're here tonight, and you know that you're not right with God. See, I've pastored long enough to know that people can come to a service like this and leave and not get home alive. I've preached more than one funeral like that. You may be here tonight and wonder why you're here. God brought you here. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you can fix that tonight. You can ask him for the forgiveness of your sins and he will hear. Word of God said we all like sheep have gone astray. Even Christians wander sometimes. We become cold and indifferent. You read that in the letters to the seven churches. If the fire of God's not burning in your heart like it once did, you need that fire reignited. I didn't say heaven or hell. I'm talking about living in hell on your way to heaven. Just talk to God tonight and God will set that thing straight. And there are still a few people that come to all of our churches that say, I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure whether I'm saved or not. That's one thing you should never be in doubt about is your personal salvation. Now, our big harvest time Sunday morning. Last Sunday morning, 37 people, I believe it was, came to the Lord. Sunday before that, 82 or 83. We're seeing an average around 50 a Sunday morning come to Jesus. This area, just people coming to the Lord. What a beautiful thing. But if you're here tonight, you'd say, Pastor Nichols, I want to get this thing nailed down once and for all. I want to make sure that I'm right with God. Or I know that I've become cold and indifferent, and I want to get that taken care of. Or if you don't know, you can leave here tonight knowing that you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Amen. If you're here and that's one of those three, would you just stand up and just come down and let us pray for you tonight? It's crazy. It is stupid to be in a service where you can accept Jesus and do nothing. Listen, you're just a bad drive on the freeway away from eternity. Dear Lord, I was looking at a smart car yesterday. I thought, put that between two big cars, they're in eternity. I'm not being funny. We're just a bad drive away. You need to pray. Every day you need to pray. God, keep us as we go. Keep us as we drive. Not only from us driving bad, someone else driving, making mistakes. Is there anyone here tonight that you'd like to make peace with your God? All right. I just wanted to know when I lay my head on a pillow tonight that I won't have to apologize to God that someone came to be saved and we didn't give them the chance. It's a rare service when we don't see 1, 2, 3, 5 more people come and serve Jesus. Tell you what I'd like to do tonight. I want everyone to stand with me right now. Many of you have had a very busy day, and I salute you for being in the house of God. I wonder if we could just have an altar call of thanksgiving and take just a few moments. Could we just come and stand and just lift our voice to God and thank him for all of his blessings? Thank God for all of his blessings. Would you just lift up your hands and let's Let's praise our God tonight. Brikaretora mashebra kasai. Vrabatora babashebra karakasai. Brita la morababa korakoshai. Rabatore mashi. Father, we praise you with all of our hearts tonight. We praise you. We glorify your name. We worship you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, throughout eternity, we'll be saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise your name tonight. Oh, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shout it from the housetops. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. I command every sickness, every malady, every disease to go in the name of Jesus. I release healing power in this room tonight. Healing from the tip of their head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brita la masore bakatai. Oh, praise the Lord. Bless his name. Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Satan's beneath our feet, saints. Hallelujah. Get ready for greater miracles. Get ready for greater healings. Woo! Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, let me hear another shout of victory here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.